With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota's largest healthcare providers have proposed that lawmakers drop part of the requirement for people seeking medical marijuana identification cards to obtain a physician's recommendation to use the drug. Under the proposal made Monday, physicians would still need to certify that patients have conditions such as severe pain, seizures, or multiple sclerosis that would qualify them for a medical marijuana ID, but they would not need to specifically recommend that marijuana be used to treat the condition. The proposal was welcomed by medical marijuana advocates, who worry that patients would have a difficult time getting medical pot recommendations from physicians. Doctors have expressed hesitancy about recommending medical marijuana as the state prepares to legalize it. The number of COVID vaccines administered in South Dakota is leveling off at less than 60% of the population. Health officials want the number to grow faster. Dr. Shankar Kura is the Vice President of Medical Affairs at Monument Health in Rapid City. He says about 30% of South Dakotans don't want to get vaccinated. Some others want the vaccine but have trouble getting it.
Access is always a challenge. People are either not because they don't want to get the shot, but can't make it, can't arrange for the time, can't get on, log on to the internet access, those kind of issues.
Kura thinks bringing the vaccine to those who want it but have trouble accessing it will help drive up the numbers. The South Dakota Department of Health says the number of people vaccinated has been hovering around 350,000 since early May. 55 people from 29 countries became U.S. citizens during a celebration at Mount Rushmore. It was the first naturalization ceremony at the monument since 2018. SDPB's Ariel Zients has more.
The granite heads of Presidents Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln loomed above as 55 new Americans recited their oaths of allegiance during a ceremony at Mount Rushmore. The group then walked across the amphitheater stage to introduce themselves one by one.
Hello, I'm Svetlana Tsimbalist from Ukraine. God bless America.
Good morning, I'm Duan. My name is Shemki Al-Kutaifi. I am from Iraq.
Karen Mortley and Celine Harriet are both from Jamaica. The new U.S. citizens became friends after working as nurses at Monument Health in Rapid City. Harriet says the ceremony showcased the diversity of the United States. Mortley agrees.
I just think it's incredible. It shows that we live in a global economy, that the world is opening up, and we are all one, you know. So it was pretty good, pretty emotional.
Other new citizens included a man from Afghanistan who served as an interpreter for the U.S. military, and a British woman who decided to become a citizen after living in Rapid City for decades. There was also a Filipino woman serving in the U.S. Army. Others hailed from Pakistan, Venezuela, Russia, and Sudan. The event included speeches from the park superintendent, a South Dakota judge, and federal immigration official. The Dakota Choral Union sang patriotic songs. The new citizens celebrated by taking photos in front of the monument and registering to vote. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients at Mount Rushmore.
Dozens of South Dakota high school rodeo competitors are headed to the national finals. The state finals were last week in Fort Pierre. The top four finishers in most events move on to the national competition. One of the national qualifiers is Sturgis sophomore Landry Haugen. She followed her parents into the sport and says she's improved over the past year.
I've grown up around it, and I think that that's one of the particular things that's made me successful, because I watched my parents in pressure situations and that type of deal. I know horses.
Haugen won the pole bending and barrel racing events. She also qualified for nationals in girls cutting and reined cow horse, and she received the all-around cowgirl award. Sturgis Brown High School won the team trophy. The National High School Rodeo Finals is July 18th through the 24th in Lincoln, Nebraska. A horse that Governor Kristi Noem rode during the National Rodeo Finals in Texas in December has sold for $80,000. The Texas couple that bred the horse says they're tickled pink about the sale. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
We now welcome a young lady who loves our country.
It's December 4th, 2020, and the grand opening of the National Rodeo Finals in Arlington, Texas.
The Honorable Governor of South Dakota, Miss Kristi Noem.
Governor Kristi Noem rides a tan Palomino gelding named Magic out to the center of the arena, a U.S. flag in her right hand. A buyer in Utah bought the Palomino gelding from the Diamond McNabb Ranch horse sale in Douglas, Wyoming on June 5th for $80,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's Jane Bagley of Dimmitt, Texas. Jane and her husband Scott own Bagley Performance Horses. Jane says they didn't sell the horse, but
we're thrilled that something with our brand has sold for that much money. It seems like that market has gone up now anywhere from minimum to 12,000 on up to the sky's the limit, just depending on who likes him the best.
The Bagleys donated Magic to the Young Horse Development Program through the American Quarter Horse Association. Trevor Klein got Magic as a colt through that program in 2016. He sold the horse in August, a few months before Governor Noem rode him at the finals. He says he's not surprised Magic fetched that kind of money.
He was pretty special, had a lot of personality.
Klein says Magic was one of his favorite horses.
Whenever he got 2-3 years old, I started training him. He was cool. He was a good horse. You could do anything on him. If you want to go sort anything out of the herd, you could go sort anything out of the herd. If you want to go rope something, you could. I really didn't want to sell him whenever I sold him, but I had too many horses, and he was the one that was going to bring the most money in.
Breeder Jane Bagley says some geldings can bring in thousands more than what Magic sold for, but she suspects Noem may have helped it go for as much as it did. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.